Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I can hardly think of a place I would rather be than here with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. 877-817-9829 is our the Power Mall phone number. Also, any questions about the show, if you want to call in directly to be on the show, 844-769-2944. The end of the week, we're going to have Sharon Wyeth will be on, you know the name, know the person. And so if you want to call in, maybe write down that number, 844-769-2944, and you can call in and talk to Sharon. Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And so then maybe we'll play My Sharona.
Yeah, she's very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Great guest today. Very important topic.
Oh, yeah, exciting.
The biggest story for the last few years and for the next few years is about the Declaration of Independence in America.
But absolutely.
So when we say the biggest story in the world for the day, certainly in America, has got to be what's going on down in Virginia.
Oh, big time. Big time.
And John Rutherford from, or John, I was called John Rutherford. His name is John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute.
But whatever it is, it's big time.
Yeah, he's a, you know, he's one of those guys that you want him in the position that he's in. He is,
oh yes,
standing for our constitutional protections, mm-hmm, and really alerting people. So he'll be on to talk about that, Virginia specifically, and many more things. Red flag laws, we'll discuss those. You know, how in the world do they even enact these? How are these even remotely constitutional? I know what he's going to say. He'll say they're not.
They're not. Simple
they're
as that.
Not.
Bingo.
Yeah. But to get his perspective, I mean, he's really a very high-level constitutional lawyer who's,
absolutely,
right in the middle of all this. So we'll get a lawyer's perspective right on the front line,
yeah,
of where we're at with this. And plus Virginia. You know, what is going on,
oh,
in Virginia?
Yeah.
Because he's over there.
You got that black-faced baby killer down there.
I hope everybody, Northam.
That's right.
Governor Northam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh!
Well, he's—I heard he's getting ready. He's asking the state for more money for prisons because he plans on locking up all the people who won't turn in their guns.
Well,
I heard that.
Yeah, we'll
there's
see.
Rumors.
We'll see what John says.
Yeah,
we'll see what John Rutherford says, or Whitehead, whoever shows up, whichever one. Let's get to the news. We got a ton of news.
Let's
it's been a while. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, great holiday, and a good New Year coming up. Let's get to the news. Heroic parishioners and Texas church shootout in 6 seconds, authorities say, 3 dead, including the gunman.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic gist of the story there in Texas, somebody popped in, started shooting people or trying to shoot people.
I think it was a parishioner who had a concealed carry.
A man pulled out let me read the story. No, there were two of them. A man pulled, there's security in these churches. See, if you want to go shooting churches, Texas is not the state to do it.
Right.
Just a little note to self. A man pulled out a shotgun inside a North Texas church and opened fire, killing 2 people, authorities said. It could have been far worse. 2 congregants, both volunteer members of the church security team, drew their weapons and confronted the gunman, fatally shooting him and saving, quote, untold numbers of lives.
Lots of lives.
That is America.
America. Absolutely.
That is America and these churches, especially,
yeah,
what we've seen in Europe. You know, how the, you know, let's just say what it is. Muslim extremists, Muslim whatever, have been attacking Christian churches like crazy in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a church in America,
yeah,
a Christian church especially, you may need to think about what they did here in Texas. Now, if you're in New York, you know, forget it. Just, you
right,
know, put your tail between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. You
correct
know, because you can't have a gun. Yeah, they'll just mow you down and, mm-hmm, talk about it later.
And armed society is a polite society.
After a string of anti-Semitic attacks, did you hear about this? The rabbi that got stabbed?
I heard about that.
De Blasio, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City.
Did he blame it on the rabbi?
No, he blamed it on Trump.
I knew he had to blame it on somebody.
Laments hatred, quote, emanating from Washington. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio blames a, quote, atmosphere of hate. So Trump's atmosphere of hate for the recent increase in anti-Semitic attacks in the city and surrounding areas. So I guess Trump hates Jews now.
Yeah,
or Trump inspires people to hate Jews.
Okay.
Because Trump's been, I don't know how anybody could say Trump hates Jews.
He sort of got one in his family, doesn't he?
Kushner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's been very pro-Israel.
He sure has.
I mean, I don't, I don't know Trump, but I would like to have a conversation off the record with him.
Kat, try to get him.
Trump? Yeah, let's invite him again. Wait till the weather's warm so we can ride the UTV around.
Yeah, exactly.
And catch turtles.
Yeah.
De Blasio spoke about the ongoing problem the day after five people were stabbed at a rabbi's house in nearby Rockland County. Okay, no gun.
No gun.
They're stabbed. Okay, what are you going to do? See, this is the heart of the gun control debate, how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's no gun. Nobody has a gun at this rabbi's house. Well, the guy has a knife and stabs five people.
Insane.
The guy with the gun in Texas.
Takes him out.
He killed two people. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of this, but think about it. He had a gun.
Shotgun.
A shotgun. And only, I say only, but you know what I'm saying here. He only killed two. He only killed two in Texas because they were armed.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, where they're not armed, they killed five with a knife. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Put two and two together there. Do your math, your gun control math. Another Virginia county says it won't abide by new gun laws. Fauquier County, I think I'm pronouncing that right, is the latest in Virginia to declare it would defy any new gun legislation passed by the state's legislature's incoming Democratic majority. Is a constitute calling themselves a constitutional carry, not a Second Amendment sanctuary. I like this. Constitution. We are Constitution County. Right. We don't want none of your BS here.
That's right.
I love this.
We got our 45 in one hand and the Constitution in the other hand, and come and take.
And you're not getting either one.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the Lieutenant Virginia Attorney General, Mark Hearing, you know what he says about all these quotes?
Dumb, convoluted statement, I would say.
He said these have no legal effect, and this mean that they mean nothing.
Yeah.
So he's saying the Constitution means nothing.
That's why Northrop is asking for that extra money, so he can lock all them gun toters up.
There's a story. This is referenced. John Whitehead referenced this in his the information he sent. Walter E. Williams warns Virginia about Governor Ralph Northam's gun registry plan. Okay, first, Northam. Now, just to be clear, we've made fun of him.
Multiple times.
Really, it's disdain for him. I'm not making fun of him. I have disdain for this man.
Yeah, I do too.
He told the story about the babies. I'll tell you what would happen. The baby's born, it would be kept comfy, and then a discussion would ensue. He's fine with newborn babies being killed, going to Planned Parenthood, and parts being sold off.
As long as he gets a check. Allegedly.
Somebody's getting a check. Somebody's getting a check there. So anyway, he has been very aggressive about guns. So that lets you know if you're in this gun control camp, that's who you're with. They're fine with newborn babies being kept comfy while the discussion is decided if you're going to kill them or not. Okay, just so you know, if you know. Right. Anyway, so he has spoke openly about taking everybody's guns. And then he backed off and said, well, we'll grandfather you in if you just register them.
Don't do it.
And so Walter E. Williams writes a pretty poignant...
That's what they said to Australia. All you have to do is just register them, buddy. Just register them.
And Australians said, whatever you do, don't register them.
Right.
They warned us.
Yeah.
This is a trick.
Yeah, it is a trick. A year later, they took them all.
The quote, the governor's assault weapons ban will include a grandfather clause, so make us feel good about that, for individuals who already own assault weapons with a requirement they register the weapons before the end of a designated grace period. So, again, rights turned into privileges.
Right.
Again, you see the dynamic. This is all a war of characterization. Who are you? They think you're a talking cow, can be herded, and you get privileges at their whim.
Absolutely.
The government is the rule. The United Nations model, Declaration on Human Rights. This is what it is. Or you're sovereign, just like our Founding Father says. You're endowed in the very breath of life. You have a right of self-defense. And the Founding Fathers even said it is inarguable. The right of self-defense, virtually all of them wrote on this subject. All of them believed that, whether
absolutely,
they wrote on it or not.
Absolutely.
And said it is inarguable.
Right.
But
everybody has a right to self-defense.
But this moron seems to think it is arguable. That's how far we've come from the foundation of our country.
I think we both can agree that he's a moron.
Official. It's official. It's put official. It down. Boom. Put the stamp.
Yep.
Moron. Billboards pop up around Virginia amid Second Amendment uprising. Bloomberg gun confiscation starts in 2 weeks. Have you seen these billboards?
No, I haven't.
A slew of pro-Second Amendment billboards have started to pop up.
Oh, good.
Raising awareness of the radical anti-gun agenda that Democrats in the state are prepared to impose with the backing of billionaire Michael Bloomberg. So they have a picture of the governor, Michael Bloomberg, and demonizing both of them.
He wants your big gulp and rifle.
Joe Biden says he will not comply with potential Senate impeachment trial subpoena. So if the Senate has a trial, he will not comply with a subpoena.
Wonder if his kid will.
Correct. Here's the question. The question came to him. Do you stand by your earlier statements that you wouldn't comply if you were subpoenaed? Correct. And the reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him. He says it's a diversion.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole investigation about Joe Biden? Wasn't the whole thing about him and his question?
Yeah.
This is their logic.
Their logic.
Ladies and gentlemen, look, you may be a Democrat. You may vote Democrat. I promise you the DNC, the National Committee, they're not your friend, unless you're a communist.
Yeah. Unless you want to give up their guns and your kids.
And if you're a communist, I don't know why you're listening to the show. The DNC has they are communist light, working on their way to be full-on communist.
And they want to take our rights away from every one of us.
This is doublespeak. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
This is just another, well, I don't want to be a diversion, because that's all Trump does is try to take attention of it. Joe, you're the one who said on camera that you held $1.6 billion over the Ukraine unless they remove their investigator.
Right.
On camera. So I think it is about you.
Of course it is.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Judge rules against Stacey Abrams' group and allows Georgia to purge voter rolls. This is very good.
That's
if you know the
really
story.
Really good story.
Give some quick background on that if you want. Go ahead.
Well, they purged the voter registration, and she wanted to take all those 200,000 people and put them back on.
300,000.
Sorry, 300,000 and put them back on the voter registrations. And a judge came in and says, can't do it. Those people haven't voted in 3 or 5 years or something like that. So they're off and they're staying off. Excellent.
It's much more 3 or 5 years.
Is it?
Yeah. Georgians should not lose. The Stacey Abrams, she ran for governor.
She ran for
governor. The black, bigger lady.
Mm-hmm.
She lost. I can't remember the guy's name.
She blamed everybody but herself.
Yeah. Georgians should not. Georgians should not lose their right to vote simply because they have not expressed that right in recent elections. And Georgia's practices of removing voters who have declined to participate in recent elections violates the United States Constitution. I don't see. This drives me insane about these. This is an overgeneralization,
mm-hmm.
but it becomes effective because they all do it. These Democrats,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi's crying, we got to protect the Constitution, so we got to impeach Donald Trump. Like she cares about the Constitution. This lady cares about how in the world does Georgia purging their state voter rights violate the Constitution?
Well, she's worried about all those dead people not voting.
Explain to me. Give me any logical reason.
I just did.
Now, besides that, is there any real argument you could make how purging, what we mean by purging, if you don't vote for so long or, whatever, they just take you off the roll.
Right.
All that means is when you want to go vote, you go down there again, they'll register you right before your vote again.
Correct.
That's all it means.
You haven't lost anything.
You haven't, that doesn't mean anything. And Georgia will do it. And like the Attorney General for Georgia says, we've registered so many more new ones. We're not stopping people from voting here.
It's just a way to stop voter fraud.
Can you explain to me any constitutional offense to purging? Maybe we should ask John Whitehead.
It's all about voter fraud. They get those people to vote.
I would like to know what the constitutional offense is.
Well,
I'm still trying.
They're affecting the Constitution because they have all them dead people voting.
Well, can you think of any?
No.
The Fourth Amendment, the Fifth, due process. Are they arguing due process? Due process to do what? They're not denied. All they got to do is that when they go to vote, they register them again.
That's it. And they probably don't even have to show ID. Just go up there and. Okay, you can vote.
We got a caller. Let's see what Dave in New York has to say. Dave in New York, Merry Christmas.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
You're live on the Power Hour. What's on your mind?
Great. Thanks so much. I've got something you're really going to want to hear. And then after that, I have a comment on Virginia. Sonic Care It's made by Philips. Now, I like word association so that people won't, it'll give them something to think about. So you think about, we always talk about magnesium. Philips Milk of Magnesia. Okay, so it's the Philips type of toothbrush, the smart toothbrush, if you will. It has one specifically made for your gums. Now, there's one that's not, and it's not Philips. That's why I'm specifying a specific brand and type that shoots out water. Well, you don't want to do that because with this Philips Sonicare, with the get the gum attachment, it's called G3 if you get it. It's Philips Sonicare 6500. With the gum care, you can put Vitamir on there. You can put Strauss Hot Drops on there. You can put whatever you want on there and aim it at your gums, and it's not going to go rinse out any place.
Is this, Dave, let me interject. Did you get this for Christmas? Is this a Christmas gift for you?
What
do you,
it's not nice to buy presents for yourself.
So you highly recommend this new electric toothbrush. I have an electric toothbrush too. I love it. In fact, I have a Philips. It's actually very good.
6500.
Yeah, pay attention. Three different types of brushes.
6500. I'm writing it down.
You getting a piece of this, Dave?
You got stock in Philips? Did you buy stock?
I'm gonna start buying more Vitamir from you. I'll take a piece of the action if you want me to.
All right, let's get to your comment about Virginia. Let's hear what you got to say about Virginia.
Yeah. Now, Joyce, I can't remember who it was. I can find it because I've heard it recently. A replay of one of my CDs around here, where it said that 5G makes people amoral, not immoral, but amoral. Like they don't care. You know, it's just like
interesting,
like the Game of Thrones. You know what I mean? There's no more pity for anybody. It's for what you know. I just thought if I see somebody fall down, an old lady or something, I'm not going to help her up. It's not. You know, blah, blah, blah. So that there's the main part of Virginia or where the big guys were setting up. Remember now, Ali North had an underground digs out there someplace, you know, quite the fancy underground setup out there, way back when. And that's where these people are going. And they're not allowing 5G, any type of 5G or 6G or anything
like
that to be within, I don't know how many hundreds of miles of that area because they don't want to do what they're willing to do.
You're talking about West Virginia. Yeah, you're talking. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking. You're talking about that land in West Virginia. I know what you're saying.
5G free.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah. Wow. Hey, but think about it this way, because the Bible says that, you know, and you have to realize the day that you do live in, okay, but that the great men will be under the earth or, you know, under the rocks, cursing at God, knowing that they're cursing at God. So they've sold out. So they know that, you know, this thing that they never thought existed, they certainly know it's going to exist pretty soon here. So I feel sorry for them.
Well, thank you, but, Dave. We got to run. We got to get back to the news. Really appreciate your comment. Yeah. And Philips Sonicare 6500. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
I did write that down. I already wrote it down.
You did.
God bless you, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a great new year if we don't talk to you. Study, immigration to redistribute.
You're thinking about that Sonic.
Yeah, right? I'm thinking about that toothbrush. Immigration to redistribute 26 congressional seats to blue states for 2022 election. This is from Breitbart. The nation's illegal and legal immigration system will help shift 26 congressional seats, primarily from red states, and redistribute them to mostly blue states in the next midterm or next
that.
Elections.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the immigration. This is what we said. Look, I don't have a problem with the Mexican coming up here and wanting. I
want to have a better life.
I don't have any problem with that person. What I have is, and on the whole, this is destroying the fabric and the culture of our country, period.
Yes.
Anybody says different, they can argue, well, it needs to change. Okay, you can argue it needs to change, but don't sit here and argue that it's not changing because it is.
Big time.
It is. Yale psychiatrist claims Pelosi can subject Trump to involuntary, quote-unquote, mental health evaluation. Did you hear this? This is the Yale medicine professor of psychiatry, Bandy X. Lee. She's a...
Bandy X. Lax?
Yeah, that's her new name, Bandy X. Lax. She serves as the president. Now, she's the president of the World Mental Health Coalition. She's the president.
I can just picture her. I could just picture her. She must be a lovely lady.
She has been a long and she has been a long-standing and outspoken critic of Donald Trump. As a coworker, this is her quote: "As a coworker, she has the right to have him submit to an involuntary evaluation, but she has not. Anyone can call 911 to report someone who seems dangerous, and family members are the most typical ones to do so. But so can coworkers and even passerbys on the street."
Nonsense.
Talk about constitution. See, where's the constitutional protections there? Where's Stacey Abrams getting up there talking about let's protect the Constitution? Where's Pelosi talking about the Constitution after this lady says this crap?
Anybody tells you that's real, that's constitutional, they're out of their mind.
All right, here's another one for you. Now,
I'm ready.
And representatives of Portland have said
they're crazy up there. Allegedly.
We have listeners there.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we have listeners.
Not everybody.
Well, we got to save our overgeneralizations for the Democrats. for the DNC.
a lot of them live up there.
Okay. Portland is a crazy city. Let's just be honest. They got Antifa running down the middle of traffic in the middle of the day.
Turning over cars.
Banging cars right in the middle of, let's be honest. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in Portland. Anyway, one of the representatives there says that urinals, men's urinals.
Yeah, I got it.
Represent a bygone era when male and female had biological differences.
Oh.
Okay, that seems crazy to me.
It does.
I'm going to call that crazy.
So when a woman goes in,
you want to hear the article? You want to hear for your comment?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You'll enjoy this.
All right, go.
No urinals planned for newly remodeled Portland building. They're remodeling a Portland building. No urinals.
So they're remodeling an older building, and they're
going to
be
taking out the men's bathrooms, taking out the urinals.
What are they
going to
be putting in?
I think just regular toilets.
Okay.
The city of Portland did not include urinals in the remodeled Portland building. You know they're a lot cheaper, by the way. So their urinals are way cheaper than toilets.
Way cheaper than regular
toilets. Way cheaper.
Save a lot of water, too.
The total remodel will cost taxpayers $195 million.
Okay.
But they didn't have a breakdown on the bathroom work. Anyway, we will continue to have gender-specific multi-stall restrooms that are readily available to an employee that prefers to use one, but there will be no urinals in any restroom in the building.
So will there be...
Is that doublespeak? Is that doublespeak what they just said? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
Good to be back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We really appreciate all your support at the Power Mall, everything that you've done, and all your purchases, your donations, and certainly your prayers. Please continue to pray for us. This broadcast is right in the middle of a really big fight back and forth for the soul of America or for this future that globalists want planned. There is a spiritual ramification here. We need your prayers. We can feel your prayers. So thank you very much. Please do not stop. Over at the Power Mall, some great specials. Detox Clay Patter, I think Perrier is going to check in tomorrow. Always, I don't think we've had her on with my wife to talk about the spider bite since it happened at the same time. So we'll have that. That'll be pretty interesting. Also, still, there's a few days you can use the code at checkout, DEC5, and you get $5 off $50 purchase, or DEC10, like December, DEC10. You get $10 off $100 purchase. So check that out over at thepowermall.com. Topperson, we have a starting the beginning of the year. We have a buy one, get one 50% off on Topperson, the original 2-ounce tube. A lot of people use that. It's fantastic, especially
works,
if I've overdone.
Works really well.
It works really well.
Yes.
The potassium, we do have a little bit of the potassium on a flash sale on the potassium. Back by popular demand, Miracle 2 soap, the regular 3x strength in the gallon is back. Also, Latero Flora Probiotic Livitrex. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops. We now have cinnamon. Strauss Heart Drops have created a lot of miracles for people's lives.
Sure has.
And we now have the cinnamon flavor, same formula, but now with a cinnamon flavor. I've tried the cinnamon. I like the original better.
Do you? I haven't tried.
But that's me. Some people like the cinnamon better.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried
that yet.
Don't forget your Super Silver accessory kit. We also have a Super Silver Shield sanitizer. I love that. I use them in the bathroom instead of Poo-Pourri. You know, we've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get a little gross.
They work good.
Yeah, it works fantastic. Just spray it in the bathroom, and it doesn't have that chemical smell.
Yeah, Poo-Pourri is overpowering.
It's got all those phthalates in it, chemical sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten so many products and more over the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're also expanding, so please don't turn your back on us. Please continue to support us. Buy from the good guys. Yeah. We're expanding to some, we're going to, right at the beginning of the year, I don't know when exactly, but certainly in the first week or so, we're going to be on new stations, including Memphis is a big station there. and going to be expanding more. We want to shout out to all the other places that we expanded, including Washington and some of the places in Kansas City. We really appreciate the stations. We really appreciate the people listening. You are part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a war for your characterization of who you are. And thank you for participating in this exercise and what we're doing. So thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829.
There's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And we got a lot of news. So let's see if we can pound out some of this news.
Let's do it.
Norwegian writer Ari Ben, he accused Kevin Spacey of groping him.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, now he committed suicide, and I'm putting air quotes.
Who committed suicide?
The guy who accused him, accused Kevin Spacey. People that have accused Kevin Spacey are dying.
Yes,
all of a sudden, they're dying in weird ways.
Yeah.
You make your own conclusion. I'm just saying they're dying in weird ways. State wants to be able to take your car away if you go 5 miles over the speed limit. You've heard of civil asset forfeiture, mm-hmm. So there's nothing civil about it.
Well, it's that commercial they have on TV about they're at the light and they're gunning their motors. Let's race, let's race, let's race. And then the guy speeds off and the other guy goes, no, I'm going to save money on my auto insurance by not going over the speed limit.
What are you talking about? They don't relate at all.
Yes, it does.
How? That's that plug-in for the insurance companies. You plug it into your drive. This is the car. If the police pull you over going 5 miles an hour over, they're saying they can take your car now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The state.
I must have missed this.
Yeah. Okay. State. This isn't the insurance thing. This is the state. Indiana is working overtime to abuse civil asset forfeiture, seemingly in an effort to pad its budget. Let's go to the backstory. 2015, Tyson Timms was charged after he sold illegal drugs to an undercover Indiana cop. He was using the money to fuel his opioid addiction. All too common. I'm sorry for him, but whatever. We can't be, selling opioids to people on the street. Anyway, the state wanted to take his $42,000 Land Rover that he owned. The maximum fine for his quote-unquote crime was $10,000.
Okay.
Fortunately, the Supreme Court came in and ruled that, no, you can't take his $42,000 Land Rover.
Excellent.
But the Indiana's not stopping.
Oh.
Now they're going forward and saying, they're trying to enact things. If you go over the speed limit, we can take your car. So they're not backing down to this at all. Nice. They're trying to just do another angle on it.
Yep.
And people, how many cars are they going to steal because people can't?
Don't know their rights.
Well, not only don't know their rights, how much money is it going to take them to get their $42,000 car back?
Oh, yeah.
Basically talk to a lawyer. Okay, yeah, I can probably, I can't guarantee, I can probably win this case for you.
For 20 grand.
No, for 30 grand or 40 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if they appeal it, maybe they'll just appeal it, make it go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they're all in on it. It's a scam.
Tennessee bill would finally protect girls' sports teams from boys identifying as female.
Oh, thank God.
You've heard some of these, records are falling all over the place, like state, national high school records are falling like crazy, and they're people who are born as boys, they identify as women, or as girls, or whatever. Yeah. I don't entirely know all the stories. Tennessee is making a bill. You can't compete only in the lane that you were biologically born in.
And if you don't want to compete as a boy, you can compete as whatever you are.
But you're competing with the men.
You're competing with your peers.
That's right. You can say you're whatever you want.
Whatever you are.
But you're competing in the men's group, boys group, whatever.
Well, whatever you are. You know?
Not inevitable. This is a very, very good story. We've heard of one. We've talked ad nauseum about, 5-year-olds. I'm not going to repeat it. This is a family show. But, 5-year-olds and what they're teaching 5-year-olds in some schools across the country, specifically California, others, not only California. We've also heard about quote-unquote drag queen story time convicted child molesters doing at libraries.
Teaching at the library.
And doing striptease and what have you. Okay.
It's crazy.
And it's almost like it's presented by the media like this. Oh, this is just happening.
It's a good thing.
This is a good thing. This is happening. Not inevitable. Pro-family activists stop drag queen story hours across America. In the beginning, drag queen story hour events in libraries across the country were an easy way for LGBT activists to reach children at a very young age. The goal of the program? To persuade young minds that transgenderism and homosexuality are normal and natural behaviors. Well, now pro-family groups all over the country Excellent. Are going to the library for mass resistance. This is from Mass Resistance. Hats off to Mass Resistance.
Yep,
I think it's massresistance.com. You can see the article, thepowerhour.com. Click on the news for today. The people are going to the library and they're saying, we are from Mass Resistance. We will bring a crowd of people here. You know darn well, I mean, this is literally what they're telling the librarian.
Okay.
You know darn well that these LGBT groups, they're half out of their mind when they go to these protests. You know the police are going to get involved, and you know you're going to get, the town's going to get a $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 security bill for this. And so the library connected with the town gets involved, and you know, they start putting everything together that we don't want any part of any of this. So they are being, so some of these towns, especially smaller ones, you know, when you put it to them that way.
I thought you were going to say, if you do this, we're going to pull you out of the street and beat the tar out of you.
Mexican cop, you remember the story about the Mormons on the way from Mexico to America that got killed?
Yes.
A Mexican cop was arrested in connection to the massacre of American Mormon family. And a shocking development in the hunt to locate those responsible. Authorities arrested a Mexican police chief there in Chihuahua.
It's not unexpected.
Well, they're owned by these cartels, supposedly.
Yeah, yeah.
U.S. conducts airstrikes in Iraq, Syria after contractor killed, American troops injured in rocket attack. Are we out of there? Are we not? Can I get a straight answer about this?
You can't get a straight answer. It's impossible.
This is very disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Operation Gladio.
U.S. launches drone strikes in Somalia after deadly car bombing. Three drone airstrikes on Sunday after Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic terrorist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. How do they know?
They don't know.
How do they
it's
know
probably
that?
John Bolton making it up.
U.S. Africa Command officials said an initial assessment concluded the two airstrikes killed two militants and destroyed two vehicles. How do they know who did it? I mean, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I get to where I don't believe anything. It's not that I don't believe, it's that I'm not going to believe it just because they say it.
Right.
My default position always is they're probably lying, so just go back to the middle until proved otherwise.
Yes, I agree.
Researchers attempt to invent low-cost alternative to Bitcoin. That's easier said than done.
Oh, a lot easier said than done.
Because
a lot of technology goes into that Bitcoin.
Well, not only that, the electricity consumption. That's what gives it value, one of the things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the utility of it.
Mm-hmm.
A nearly zero energy alternative sounds too good to be true, but as School of Computer and Communication Sciences Professor Richard Guerrero explains, it comes down to our understanding of what makes transactions secure. So there is an attempt to make some kind of transaction secure, not using all the electrical consumption. Is this going to be taken over by the national governments and the national banks so they can have their own cryptocurrencies?
Could be.
So everything goes digital.
Mm-hmm.
Could it?
Yeah.
I can certainly see China. Yeah. You know, the rumor is sometime in the not too distant future, China is going to come out and say, we do not have 2,000 tons of gold. We have 20 or 30,000 tons of gold. We're backing a new currency, a digital currency with this gold. Welcome to the digital yuan, gold back.
Exactly.
Bam. It's going to be a Pearl Harbor type economic event on American dollar.
Yep.
That's the rumor. Some pretty credible people have substantiated that rumor.
Yeah.
Mysterious swarms of giant drones have started to appear in the Colorado and Nebraska night sky, and nobody knows where they're coming from. That's odd, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe Dr. Greer.
Planting trees in square holes makes them grow stronger and faster. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I think this is fantastic, intelligent living. If you plant a tree in a square hole, the tree becomes stronger and thrives more than if you planted it in a round hole.
Did I give you why?
I'm sorry, but this is a long article. I didn't read down that far. At first, your tree will have great success as the little sapling rapidly grows. New roots that spread out into fertile and fluffy soil. But once the roots hits the poor and compact ground at the perimeter, the roots won't like it, and they will turn and snake along the edge of the border in search of better conditions. When the roots do this, they create a spiraling action around the edge of the hole, developing a circular root system. But when the roots, you know, are square and can fan out, they can fan out in a much broader system.
Okay.
So basically, the chances of a tree surviving will increase dramatically by merely digging a square hole instead of a round one when you plant the sapling.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
5G is going to screw up weather forecasts, meteorologists warn.
It's going to screw up everything, so in my opinion.
This is interesting. Not interesting, concerning, I guess. Faster cell service may also mean saying goodbye to your accurate three-day forecast. Since when has it been accurate?
Yeah. It's going to be sunny and cold. And yeah. Rainy and hot.
Deciding whether to pack an umbrella for a weekend away is getting a lot more difficult. Next generation 5G wireless signals, prompting faster, stronger cell phone service, are going to disrupt weather satellite forecasts, according to warnings by the meteorologists. So add on, if you're making a list of possible problems with 5G, mm-hmm. just add that to your list.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very disturbing story. We've talked about colleges, how they've become a feeding ground for socialism, yes. would you say?
Yeah.
Not for freedom, not for freedom. Not for the Constitution, not for our really future happiness and safety. Our only safety is in freedom, Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, if you give away freedom for safety, you're going to get or deserve neither.
Yep.
The colleges have been adamant about their socialist-leaning mm-hmm. teachings. We know about China and the social credit score.
That's right.
Facial recognition everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going. This is, I think, 2020 is the year where it's going to go into most of China. It's in isolated areas now, and it's
pretty scary. We saw those pictures of it, those people coming out of the elevator with the number over their head.
Yeah, they're just sitting there on the screen, and they can tell their name, everything.
Yeah, a number pops up over their head when he pops out of the subway. Amazing.
College students, I'm talking about college, now put all those things together. This is from Natural News. College students now track like cattle using new technology that monitors their every move across campus 24 hours a day. If you've ever visited, worked at, or merely observed the cattle ranch, you probably noticed that the animals had color tags in their ears that identified their owners and helped to keep tabs on their whereabouts. Well, the same thing is now happening at colleges and universities all across the country, as many institutions of, quote, higher learning. Boy, doesn't that make that word, that phrase, mean something else? What is it they're learning?
Yeah.
What is it they're learning
to
your
be
children?
Good slaves.
Are adopting new tracking technologies that monitor students' behavior and movement 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Students who are less academically inclined can be tracked to make sure they're eating enough food, attending all of their classes on time.
That's right.
Getting out of their dorm rooms enough.
Learning to be good commies.
Learning, if nothing else, they're learning to be tracked.
That's right.
They're getting accustomed to be tracked. It's like the lines at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, take off your shoes and do this. You know, one student, Robbie Pfeiffer, a student at Virginia Commonwealth, says, we're adults. Why is this necessary? Do we really need to be tracked?
Robbie, file a lawsuit. You'll win.
I would think so. This has got it, and these are public schools.
Oh, you can ask our next guest.
Okay, let me write this down, because I'll forget.
Yep.
College tracking.
Yeah.
What was the other thing I was supposed to ask him about? I got to go back through my notes. Okay, very good. We got John Whitehead coming up.
Yeah, I'm
and
excited.
We're going to talk about, this is the guy you want when you talk about these issues, constitutional issues, what's going on in the courts, what's the environment, but specifically we're going to talk about Virginia, so make sure you stay tuned.
I just hope there's a little bit of change in our courts, you know, I hope a little bit.
Wood ash, you know, people who have wood burning stoves or, you know, fireplaces.
What, are they making it illegal?
Some places do.
I know.
Some places do. From practical self-reliance, 70-plus uses for wood ash.
Oh, okay, good.
I read a little of this article. This is fascinating.
Besides Ash Wednesday?
You know, you can use it to melt ice.
Mm-hmm. Traction?
You can use it for, to melt ice.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it for chicken feed to put in there to give them minerals. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Garden fertilizer, boost compost, control pond algae.
I knew that.
You did know about pond algae?
No.
Boost compost.
We used to burn wood in our garden when I was a kid, Dad.
Prevent plant frost damage to plants. So you actually sprinkle the wood ash powder on your plants, and it raises, so then it has to get way cold. It's at 32 degrees freezing. The plant won't freeze until much lower. So it gives you a few degrees there by putting wood. Do you believe that? It's because of the minerals. Yeah. It reacts. It's some crazy thing. It's a slug and snail repellent. It raises soil's pH. It protects beehives from ants.
Remember Granny in her slug patrol out there? She put a pail of
beer.
Beer and all.
She put a bowl. She'd get a beer.
You want to control your slugs in a garden. Take a dog,
a dog bowl.
A dog bowl.
Put beer in it.
Put beer in it. And,
all the 24, slugs.
24 hours later, all the slugs will be dead floating it in your bowl.
That's a fact.
That's fact. That's total fact.
There you go. You've learned something.
You learned something.
Wood ash. Wood ash will repel the slugs. A beer in a dog dish will kill them. I don't know if they get drunk and can't get out, or they just sink. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's total fact.
A dust bath for poultry is another thing. You know, they're always getting mites or stuff on the chickens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You put the wood ash on them, and it repels all that.
And makes also, sense.
Yeah. Another huge story. This is such a massive story.
All right, let's do it.
This is a massive, and it's a good in some ways. I mean, it's bad that this is happening. But
it's bringing it to the forefront.
This is such a good story.
All right.
We've been talking about vaccines and going back and forth about, you know, vaccines don't assume that they give immunity because that's not necessarily true.
They don't.
They get antibodies does not necessarily equate to immunity. They certainly, when measles, because that's the big cry, Samoa, whatever, they do not give lifelong immunity. Only getting
never
the measles,
did.
Right, never did. Only getting the measles, fighting it off, mm-hmm. gives you lifetime immunity. Vaccine fail. Whooping cough outbreak closes Texas school despite a 100% vaccination
rate. I heard that story. Every one of the kids was vaccinated.
100%.
100%. So there goes their stupid
logic
about herd immunity.
And protecting
everybody. It's baloney, folks. Baloney.
They luckily this school has such a high rate. I mean, I say luckily, but for this story, it's lucky. Their argument was always, well, we can only get to 92% or 95%.
Right.
And so those 5%, they're causing
They're
all
causing
this.
Everything.
They're causing
they're
all
causing
this.
They're causing all this trouble for these people not doing it.
Well, here we have a 100% vaccination rate and the school is closed.
And this, I wonder why.
This is reported by Fox News, among others. December 19th, the school experienced an outbreak of whooping cough, causing them to close their doors and start their winter break early. Wow. I thought they were protected.
For life. That's what we're told.
We're protected. You get a vaccine. It's all safe.
Yeah.
It's all protected.
Yep. Don't have to worry about it.
No. Take that off your mind.
It's done.
Worry about the slugs. Yeah. Don't worry about the whooping cough.
That's right.
Because it's all done. Lie.
Lie.
Fail. Operation Vax Samoa man-made measles epidemic. More evidence is coming into this about Samoa. Here's an interesting part of this. They began to do forensic scientific analysis on the bodies of the children
of the dead. Yeah.
They began to find some very curious results.
Curious.
The government said, we no longer need to do forensic scientific.
That's the end of the study.
That's the end of the study. We don't need to
we
do
don't know,
that.
We
this
don't
is
need
unnecessary.
To know no more.
This
yeah.
is unnecessary. Even though WHO or whatever gave us 34
That's
million,
right.
we need to spend our resources elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Most of the work is now concentrated on an aggressive mop-up drive for the estimated 16,000 who are still unvaccinated. So let's forget about the study. They're
Get
saying.
Get after dead people.
Forget about the dead people.
Take them. Take your vaccine.
They have about 10 to 15, well, 10 to 20. They say it's 16,000 people that still have not been vaccinated. Out of the
I'd
two.
Run. Run. Run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Go to the mountains if you got them. Don't take it.
I don't know if they have mountains in Samoa.
Know.
I don't know. Swim.
Yeah.
Swim.
To the other island.
Well, swim to American Samoa.
Yeah.
Or wherever.
Exactly.
You know, there's Samoa and American Samoa, yeah. right? Or Western. I don't know how they pronounce it. Anyway. The most recent report is that the government has vaccinated 95% of all eligible people. Oh, okay. Isn't that their magic number?
Yeah.
They'll be herd immunity of 95%. Mm-hmm. So why are they so hell-bent on this?
Yeah.
They go against
their
own logic. They go against their own logic all the time.
Yeah. I got a quick story. Really good. Heckler tells Biden, this is at one of his speeches, don't touch those kids, you pervert. excellent.
Well, it's time these people start being treated the way they deserve to be treated.
They're getting confronted and yelled at, and people are standing up, not putting up with their nonsense.
All right,
let me get
back to the vaccines. You interrupt the vaccines.
I just wanted to say something good.
That is good. This is good, too. Iowa lawmaker stands by pharma fascist description of supporter of vaccine requirements. So the representative, Jeff Shipley from Iowa, is called the... was it Pan? What's the guy from California? Yeah, Richard Pan from California, mm-hmm. the SB 77, the author of that, yeah. The mandatory vaccine law, the quote-unquote law. He called him a pharma fascist, and then they said, that's hurtful. That's causing hate.
No, just
you're spreading hate.
Just take them vaccines. I want to see you take your own medicine there, buddy.
Anyway, he says, no, I'm not taking it back.
Excellent.
No, I'm not. No, you're threatening peaceful families with the violence of the state, quote unquote. You're the violent one using the force of law to administer injections without consent. You're a medical rapist, he said. He did back down the rapist and said, well, I probably should have chosen a different word, but I'm not backing down on the pharma fascist.
Right.
FDA approves Merck's new live Ebola vaccine. I mean, nothing could possibly go wrong
God
here.
God almighty.
Nothing could possibly go wrong here, which it says can shed and cause immunosuppression. It says it in the insert
in
that
the
it can
insert.
Shed from the Ebola. Are you out of your cotton picking mind?
If you're thinking about taking a vaccine, you make sure you read the insert. If they don't have it, they've been taking the inserts out so you can't read them, don't take it.
If you're getting the vaccine, don't come around me.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy. You do what you want to, but you might shed. Ebola? You're talking about shedding measles and shedding Ebola are two different things.
Good night, nurse. I'm out of here.
We've been tracking pharma payments to the doctor for nearly a decade. We just made a big breakthrough. Blah, blah, blah. Read the story. Stay tuned. John Whitehead, Rutherford Institute. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.